pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Be seated. Okay, first order of the day. Are there any public comments? Now, that's not with regard to the ethics complaint that we're going to address here at this meeting very shortly, but are there any other public comments anybody would like to make with regard to any other matter?
I would like to make some public comments as a citizen before we begin, if possible.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I've recently had ear surgery, so.
My name is Erica Lerma.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to make some public comments just as a private citizen before the proceeding begins.
Is it with regard to the ethics complaint?
Well, the agenda says it can be with regards to either or, so I would like just to be able to make my public comment real quick on
sure.
behalf of myself. I just wanted to introduce you guys, myself to y'all, because I know some of y'all know each other previous to this, but I don't think I know y'all. My name is Erica Lerma, like I said. I grew up here. I graduated from Port Isabel High School in 2005. I have four kids who I've also chosen to raise here on the island, and you know, we work really hard to be able to afford rent and stuff here. And I'm very, very, very glad and appreciative of whoever made this ethics code for our island. I run into some issues with the process of, you know, going about the ethics code that I think needs to be addressed. It kind of shows maybe that we have a lot to learn on, you know, the procedures and how things should be done. Like, for example, before the last meeting, the day before the meeting, there was a response included in the agenda that included a lot of various police reports and irrelevant information regarding the complainant, Mr. McCauley.
Just so I'm clear, is that with regard to this ethics complaint or the one before where there were five complaints made?
You're not allowed to speak during public comment, I don't believe. So
I was just trying to understand.
This is regarding to this ethics complaint that was filed in April. We already had a hearing, but there was only three people present at the hearing, so we weren't able to proceed. The day before the hearing was scheduled, the respondents submitted an unsworn response that included hundreds of pages, I don't know, various pages of police reports regarding the client or the complainant, Mr. McCauley. I guess my concern is instead of figuring out how we can get better at this ethics, the ethics of our city, you know, I don't think the first thing a public official should do is to request all arrests, police interactions, mugshots, and videos during the last 5 years of the complainant, include it in the agenda without being given time to respond. And it was also included outside of the range of dates requested. Basically, without taking up too much time in my public comment, I just think there's a lot to learn as a city about this process, and I hope that y'all are willing to, you know, learn together, and we can work together and figure this out together. And I hope and pray that I have a neutral board before me that will be able to make decisions based on what they know to be right and wrong, and not who's going to please, you know, one of their friends, et cetera. That's all. That's my public comment. Thank you.
And I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I honestly wasn't aware of that and did not even know and look was, that's why I'm unaware of that. So it never factored in. It was never something that I ever considered. Just so your peace of mind. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Lord, for your presence and for giving your breath of life and righteousness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Can you state your name, please?
My name is Selena McCauley. I would hope you would give me more than 5 minutes allowed, because this is there's a history here of many years of lawlessness in the South Padre Island leadership and unethical practices in the day-to-day businesses, with the threat of Nikki stating publicly retaliation is how this city handles complaints, combined with lawless leadership government, with abuse of power for political private gain, with nepotism, misappropriation of funds, car theft, promoting, encouraging organized crime, unlawful tows, petty thefts, monopolizing businesses by limiting how many and who can do business, who is inspected, forced, regulated, who is limited to do business, limited on food trucks, hardships, enforcements on a select few who can do business on South Padre Island, limiting taxi service, transportation, aiding and abetting drugs, drug addicts, homeless, prostitutions, lawless, to roam freely in the city limits, protected by police and code enforcement. The lawless live in abandoned buildings, often visited by carry. They live in the city lifeguard stands and in public accesses, harassing residents, businesses, visitors, workers, children, and customers. There is a lack of enforcement on ordinances, laws, mandates, codes, which are all enforced on a select few, while overlooking violations, inspections on those with special interest in leadership positions. Vagabonds are dropped off daily by the wave, daily, and given protection, free range to vandalize, steal, attempted murder, harass, hardships, pollute, trash, personal property, businesses, sell drugs. Who created the system of false imprisonment for victims who call 911 while criminals are served with a silver platter of false reports and protected to do lawless acts, sleeping, loitering in front of your home, business, harassing, selling, moving drugs in public areas, on the streets, promoting prostitution, money laundering, encouraging police brutality, corruption, entrapment, implementation of laws against free trade practices, by limiting, selecting, promoting, granting, monopolizing business with impeding and not allowing competition, with intimidation, police brutality, discrimination, targeting, entrapping, endangerment, applying restrictions to not grant permits are not a healthy wellness way to do business. It impedes competition, goes against free trade, against open government, against the Open Meetings Act and Information Acts, all stated publicly by Bill on May 9, 2023. These are very serious complaints that have been brought forward, submitted, followed all protocol to finally get on record on the agenda and meeting finally scheduled to address the complaints. With enough evidence and more witnesses coming forward with similar complaints on the same individuals, actions are required immediately with an independent investigation, all involving, including those protecting and aiding, abetting these lawless actions. The board voted unanimously to dismiss all complaints, even after allowing Kerry to speak more than 5 minutes with no interruptions, on how him and his wife have profited personally while sitting and voting on the SPI elected officials, and continue to say everyone on the board has profited, benefit from decisions they voted on while being on the SPI council, including the nonprofit Laguna Madre Humane Society, which has been funded by SPI for years, and Christy sits on the board too. Frivolous.
The time limit did expire.
Kerry had enough more than 5 minutes to slander Stephen McCauley and publicly say that Everybody on the city board has profited from being on the city board.
Okay, well, thank you, ma'am. That was quite a lot of things, and I appreciate you and your comments. Thank you. And I agree with.
And also, the minutes need to be amended to say that Stephen was blocked from being online. He was not logged off. His voice was still on there when the video was logged off. If he would have logged off, he would have completely logged off. But the IT, Victor Martinez, logged his video off first and then his voice off second.
Thank you, ma'am. I was not aware of the IT aspects of it.
You're not, it's inappropriate to comment. Just let them make their comments. The board member shouldn't reply at this point. You'll have the agenda items to reply. There's a three-minute time limit on public comments adopted by the City Council for rules for all boards and committees.
Yes, I do have a public comment. My name is Stephen McCauley. I would pray this would be a fair trial, and I know that you're not aware, Bill Best, but this did go through legal, unsworn ethics meeting, and Ed Sojanowicz is the city attorney / city judge, so he is holding dual office positions, just to let you know. So one of those positions needs to be recused.
Thank you, Mr. McCauley. Anybody else? Okay, then.
For the record.
That came from him. Okay. You go ahead. No, go ahead. You can proceed.
Missing anybody? Okay. If that's all that we have on public comments, I would make a motion that we move on to the regular agenda items.
No motions needed. You can just move.
Just 4.1.
And forgive me, folks, I have recently had ear surgery. I am using hearing aids and I'm trying to hear everything everybody says. Now, I would like to, first item, 4.1. Is to discuss some possible action to approve the May 7th Board of Ethics meeting. Do I
approve of the minutes?
Yeah, I'll make
second,
a motion.
I'll second it. All those in favor, say aye.
I wasn't in the present, so I can't vote on that.
I'll say aye.
Okay, so we have
the three so far. Ayes.
Nikki and Jim, you guys are abstaining?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so 3-2. Or, sorry, 3-0 with 2 abstentions.
Okay. Perfect. Then the motion carries.
Is his name Nikki Novak?
It is.
Oh, okay. And let's address next 4.2, discussion and possible action on electing a chairman and vice chairman to serve 1-year term commencing on May 28th, 2025.
Hey, I'd like to nominate Bill for chairman role.
I'll second.
That's pretty easy. All those.
You need to also nominate a vice chair, including your.
We got to vote on the.
Well.
Chair first.
No, you could do them separately. That's fine.
Okay. I make a motion that we share this gentleman to my left.
There's a motion and a second for chairman, so you need to vote on that.
I vote aye.
I got it.
All right.
Okay.
Unanimous?
Looks like you got the job. I'm sorry, Bill.
Then the second part is consideration of voting for a vice chair to serve in the absence of the chairman.
And I make a motion that this gentleman to my left, that he be nominated for vice chair.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. Next, on item number 4.3, discussion and possible action to conduct a hearing on the complaints filed by Stephen McCauley, or to consider the complaints on the written materials presented without a hearing pursuant to section 4D4 of the Board of Ethics Rules and Procedures.
Mr. Chairman, the rules give the board the discretion to have a hearing or not have a hearing. I know the respondents have not requested a hearing, and obviously Mr. McCauley wants a hearing, and I think it would be just a matter of fairness to allow him to be heard and conduct the complaints by a hearing.
And I make a motion that we allow a hearing to hear Mr. McCauley.
Second.
A second?
Yeah, I gave it.
All in favor, say aye.
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 And it's passed.
So you go to 4.4, and then that's before a decision is made, of course, you could have the complainant given the opportunity under oath to give a statement. And then the board has the authority and discretion to ask questions. So
4.4 is discussion and possible action to issue a decision pursuant to section 6 of the Board of Ethics Rules and Procedures on the complaint filed by Mr. McCauley against Mayor Patrick McNulty. And I make a motion that he be allowed to do so.
Okay. Well, there's no need for a motion now. If you could, Mr. McCauley should be given the opportunity to give a statement.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Abstain.
But we're not voting yet.
And I would like to hear Mr. McCauley. Mr. McCauley, would you please step up to the podium? And I will need you to please take an oath. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you give and the answers to questions will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I swear, so help me Jah.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
So he now has the opportunity to give a statement without interruption, and then I think you could set a time limit, and then the board has the discretion to ask questions. If Ms. Lerma wants to make a statement, if she's his attorney, she can give a summation after the statement. If she's a witness, then she needs to be sworn in. So first ask if Ms. Lerma is a witness or representing Mr. McCauley.
I would like to be representing Mr. McCauley, as I asked in the previous hearing.
Okay.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
She's going to be his lawyer.
Represent Mr. McCauley legally as his attorney and speak on his behalf.
Would you also like to be a witness?
She can't be a witness and a lawyer.
She can't be both.
Can't be both.
I'm just here to speak on his behalf as the attorney. That's why.
Well, first, Mr. McCauley has to give a statement if he wishes.
Yes, ma'am. And I would like to hear. I think it's.
And then you could rules.
We have to hear from Mr. McCauley.
And you may do
a summation.
Or you could speak after Mr. McCauley unless he refuses to speak.
Can you just let me know which rule requires that he give a statement?
He's not going to give a statement?
I just want to know which rule that requires him to give a statement.
I believe it's Section 5 of the rules, Board of Ethics.
Section 5, can I just verify that, please? Or have it read to me out loud?
It also says that legal counsel may not speak on behalf of the complainant except with the board's permission.
Can I get the part where it says he has to give a statement?
Well, he doesn't have to give a statement. If he doesn't want to give a statement, I thought that he wanted a hearing and be heard.
No, I would like
instead of just his lawyer speaking.
I would like to present the evidence that Mr. McCauley has.
It's not evidence if it's not sworn to. You're his witness. You're a lawyer, not a witness.
Everything in that I'm presenting right now has been sworn into in the documents provided.
No, that's up to you, Mr. Chairman. I'll let you.
McCauley, I'd like to hear from the complainant himself.
Because the board also has a right to ask the complainant questions.
And ask any questions that might come up as a result, and I would invite you to feel free to provide a summation after Mr. McCauley as his attorney on his behalf. Doesn't that take care of your request?
Well, my request would be just to summarize what he has already sworn in and submitted in a way that is more... to present the case in an understandable way instead of just reading various documents.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I think Mr. McCauley is a pretty capable speaker, and I'd like to hear the complaints he has and I don't mind you doing summation afterwards.
I find it interesting that you said that, because in the last hearing, Mr. Sagjanovic said it was a good idea if I spoke. Did you not?
Yeah, I thought you were a witness. Are you you're representing Mr. McCauley?
I said before I came up and even said a single word, I presented myself as his attorney.
Today also, correct?
Yes.
All right, just let her give a summation then, or let her speak on behalf of her client. That's fine. And the board still has the opportunity... And the board could ask Mr. McCauley questions if they wish afterwards.
Yeah, I would like to hear it from Mr. McCauley.
I guess his lawyer is requesting that he not be heard now, and she wants to speak. So, just in a matter of fairness, let Ms. Lerma speak on behalf of Mr. McCauley.
I'm confused. I don't want to go around any other process. I didn't know from Section 5, from reading it, I didn't understand that he had to make any sort of...
No, he has a right to make a statement. He's not required to do such.
Okay, so he's not required to make
a statement. Go ahead and speak for him.
Okay, thank you, because he didn't have to do this in the last ethics complaint.
Just go ahead and speak for him.
So I'm not sure why that would be a new requirement, and if there's any new requirements that I want to be made aware of so that I don't get in trouble later. Are there any new requirements?
You could go ahead and speak for him if you wish.
So just so for the record, Mr. McCauley, you wish not to make a statement yourself here and now?
Do you want to make a statement?
Regarding the complaints you have lodged?
Yes, for the record, I'd like to make a statement after my attorney presents all the files that are given and that have been sworn in, and also included video and photos that couldn't be sworn in because the video could not be sworn in. I also want, for the record, to state that the city attorney is acting as an attorney for McNulty and...
I'm acting as an attorney for the board, giving them guidance on and
so
legal questions.
After this, who's it going to go to? The municipal judge? You?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm
here as the attorney for the Board of Ethics,
so
advising them on the rules.
You have to recuse yourself of one position.
No, the municipal judge has nothing to do with this.
Or you have to, there's a conflict of interest because you have to claim that you're the attorney and the municipal judge. You're holding dual office.
I'm the attorney for this board right now. If you want to make a statement, go ahead.
My statement is this hasn't been ran ethically or legally. And what's happened is a lot of y'all work together to conspire. Now, the last two ethic complaints have been done illegally, for the record. My attorney is going to speak for me because there's a lot of motion involved when it comes to retaliation. As Bill Best stated in 2023, May 7th, he said there would be consequences after this. My truck was stolen and dumped into the bay. This is the second time Joe Rico has illegally towed my truck. And for the record, my attorney will speak for me. with all evidence attached.
Mr. McCauley, may I ask you a question with regard to your statement, please?
Yes.
I'm not sure about allegations about your truck being stolen.
Well, that's why it's attached with the 500 pages and the four times copied of the ethics complaint. There was attachment that y'all included that Joe Rico consented, contracted Rancho Towing the second time. I can provide it right now, and my attorney's going to speak for me. That's what we're discussing.
I'm sorry, sir. You lost me.
I believe that he's, I think he's emotional right now, and I think I just need to present the case because you know what? The purpose of y'all is to investigate these cases and to discuss and have a conversation with the public, not just one person talking, not just the chairman, everybody discussing, everybody, if they have questions, asking questions, and trying to get to the truth of the matter. I feel like what you're doing right now is delaying. You're delaying the presentation of this information, and that we should be able to present to the board, whether it's the attorney or whether it's him, so that the public is aware of what's going on, because they're not going to read 500 pages in the agenda, including various police reports, every freedom of information request that Mr. McCauley has ever made.
If you have something to say, you need to come up to the microphone, but please don't make any comments, please.
We're no longer on public comments, we're on the complaints.
Well, can I speak about
Okay, then I would like to continue with, or to begin with the presentation on the actual merits of the complaint.
Sure. With regard to the conflict of interest of Mr.
With regard to what's on agenda item right now.
Yeah, the complaints against Mr. McNulty.
Okay.
And I guess if you could, do you want to combine them with Mr. Rico and your comments for both or separately?
I would like to do it separately, just in case. Then, I mean, they are pretty much represent the same exact interest together, but I would like to, you know, have the opportunity to do both separately.
Okay.
I just don't want to replow old issues, and let's go ahead and hear what you have to say with regard to the current pending complaint of conflict of interest of Mr. McNulty, please.
Okay, thank you. Can I have the projector, please? I would like this shown on the video for people who may be watching at home, too.
IT, can we get the overhead, please?
Thank you, Mondo.
I don't see any video.
IT wasn't prepared, so just give him a second and they'll get it up and running.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. This is just the rule of conflict of interest for us to review to begin with. It says, to avoid the appearance of risk and of impropriety, a city official shall not take any official action that he or she knows is likely to affect the economic interests of the official, his or her outside client, the outside employer of the official, or a partner of a business entity in which any of the persons listed here
noted.
Hold an economic interest.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, so just to be clear, Patrick McNulty has business interests in both Louise Backyard and Tequila Sunset and a few other LLCs and corporations that operate within the entertainment district, including Fired Up LLC, South Padre Operating Company LLC, Southern State Services, Inc. These three, or several LLCs, he is also in partnership with Joe Rico and Alter Holland. Why is that important? Because Alter Holland owns the area in yellow here. This area in red is the new Arts and Entertainment District. This is the map that was provided by, in the city meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
All I did was highlight the yellow for y'all to be able to see which property Alter Holland, who is Patrick McNulty's business partner, owns. These areas include the parking lots that are used for Louis' backyard and the parking lots used for Tequila, as well as several other parking lots. They are required to have to run their business.
Noted.
Are we in agreement that Patrick McNulty owns or has a partnership and ownership interest in this area right here?
I can't say that I do because I don't know. I have not seen documentation that reflects their relationship, counselor.
Okay, I can provide.
There's no
that.
Requirement that you agree to anything. I mean, she could make her presentation and you consider it and ask questions if you wish.
Well, they're supposed to investigate and get to the truth of the matter. So if they have questions and they want me to show, because it was included in the packet, the franchise tax statements that say that Alter Holland, Joe Rico, and Patrick McNulty are co-partners in several LLCs or corporations. This is...
Okay, well, that's your statement, right?
And I have... If Mr. Best wants to see the documents, I can provide the franchise tax reports.
Okay. Counselor, in order to not be here all day, I'll just say, can we ask you to please sum up your position with 15 minutes.
Okay, so if we're going to agree that Patrick McNulty has an interest in that parking lot, we're going to move on to the next portion of the law.
I'm not going to agree. I don't think I have that authority.
Okay.
But I'm here to listen to your contentions.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to make sure that y'all are investigating, like it's required to by the ethics code, that you are an investigatory body and you do need to make these investigations. Okay. If we need more evidence to support that, we can provide more evidence. That's all I'm saying.
Have you brought it with you today?
It's included in the packet that was mailed to you, the franchise reports with their names on there and several LLCs that they own together as partners.
I've been trying to review a lot of information.
Okay, I know it's hard to get through after all those police reports from when he was in college and stuff, so I'm sorry if you didn't get to it.
No, that's okay. You don't need to apologize. I just would appreciate you, and I would like to hear a summation so I don't get confused.
Okay.
And if all you're in going your packet. To present these, you know, the speak on behalf of Mr. McCauley, I think board members are entitled to ask questions with regard to any issue or question that might come to mind. Don't you think that's only fair?
I would love for y'all to ask questions, and really, okay. I would love to see a desire in y'all to get to the matter of the truth.
Yes, ma'am, because you see, I've read the complaint, and I understand that there's a complaint that Mr. McNulty and Mr. Rico, but we're talking about Mr. McNulty, has a conflict of interest, and as I understand the case law and the law, that to show a conflict of interest, and also I would like to bring out for your attention the Attorney General's opinion. Dated September 13, 2010, opinion number GA0796 and other case law, and Ms. Lerma as I understand it, for there to be a viable conflict of interest, one needs to show that whatever action was taken benefits the individuals more so than the general public, and that that benefit must be direct and apparent.
Yes, perfect. And can we move into that then?
So if you can show us the benefit that is direct and apparent to these individuals, more so than the general public, I would like to see or hear your evidence as you would present it now.
Okay, I would just like to go over the South Padre Island Code of Ordinances, because we have a home rule charter state, so we're allowed, whatever case law that you have was not heard in South Padre Island. But I agree with you. I agree that I do have to show that the benefit to them is distinguishable from the effect on members to the public in general or a substantial segment thereof. So
yes, ma'am.
There are several.
It needs to be direct and apparent, and it has to be more than speculation or
actually, according,
accusation.
Actually, that's false. If you read the South Padre Island Code of Ethics, those are not requirements. If you're bringing in case law, that might be for the Texas rules, but we have a more specific rule because we are a home rule charter. We can't get less strict than the Texas rule, but we can be more strict than the Texas rule here in South Padre Island.
But don't we,
as long as we stay within the Constitution,
interpret that for us?
Maybe there's no case law in South Padre Island regarding our code. So this is one of the first ones.
So at this point, can we hear what you have to say?
Yes, I just want to clarify that because this is our home rule charter, and we get to decide within certain limits what we're going to accept as reasonable conduct from our public officials. Okay, so how does this, so the extra add-ons that he said are not actually in our code. Our code says, that the action must be distinguishable to that from the general public. Okay, here it is. If you can please put this on the video. The only way to make this exception, according to the South Padre Island Code of Ordinances, it says that an individual's decision which impacts are not distinguishable from impacts or effects to other businesses or citizens of South Padre Island are exempt from Section 2. I am going to tell you how creating an art district in your parking lot gives you distinguishable benefits from the rest of the public and other businesses on the island. For example, Mr. McCauley's business is an art business, and it is not located in this art district. Well, there's an organization called the Texas Commission of the Arts that provides state funding, such as grants, to businesses that are only located in these cultural districts. This is not a new thing. There's been cultural districts popping up all around Texas. And there are other examples of how these cultural districts, arts districts, benefit the businesses that are within the actual district. For example, when Joanne Evans presented this, she literally said, "The rezoning to create an arts district allows us now to apply for grants to support our work and our new art businesses." So she literally said that because it is true. If you look at the Texas Commission of the Arts website, it says these strategies are place-based in that they apply only to transactions, investments, residents, or enterprises within the boundaries of the cultural district. So grants is one.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Just for my understanding. I've not had the privilege of being to Mr. McCauley's surf shop. Is it also, is it an art store?
It is an art store. We are the, Mr. McCauley sells paints, professional grade paints. He sells paintings. There is also a photography studio in there, and it sells photography prints. It is very much an art store.
Has Mr. McCauley ever applied for a grant?
That's irrelevant. He can't apply for the Texas...
I mean, I just was curious.
And yes, he has applied for a grant.
You may make your objection, that's noted, but is that a yes or a no?
Yes, he has applied for a grant before.
He has applied for... I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yes, he has applied for a grant before.
Okay, thank you.
I don't
show proof of that.
Yes, and I don't believe it is relevant that he has or has not, because yes, you can apply for a grant. Anybody can apply for a grant. This is true. But the Texas Commission of the Arts is the gold standard for public funding and grants from Texas, and they provide up to $250,000. They provide... I have the actual grant information right here. Okay, that's irrelevant. I'm trying to distract you.
When did Mr. McCauley apply for that grant, ma'am?
I don't understand why that's relevant. I don't have that information on me right now.
I would like to know.
Yeah, this was 2019 with Darla LaPere, your EDC director. These are the grants that were awarded. She also told me it was a Shark Tank, and she didn't choose our business. I also applied at one of these art places for rent.
Please stop talking. This is irrelevant, and I would like to continue on with my presentation. Yes, every business can apply for grants. No, you cannot apply for the Texas Cultural District, just as Joanne Evans said was so important to her, why she wanted to be in this district was so she can apply for this grant. That was the benefit to her, and that benefit won't be available to Mr. McCauley, whether he's already applied for a grant or not.
Has Ms. Evans applied for a grant?
So in regards to Patrick McNulty, and what is the benefit that you're saying that he's going to get out of this?
Okay, there's several. Can I just stop? Yep. There have been several studies, if not dozens, of cultural art districts here in Texas and around the country. And these studies have shown, well, first of all, he can get a grant. Can I get the projector for the video record? He can get a grant and put a parking garage and start charging for parking for the arts district. Because you know what? People are going to come to the arts district.
But that's a speculation. You don't know if he's going to do that or not.
No, but I don't have to know that because the rule says it may benefit him. It could benefit him. It doesn't say it has to. It doesn't have to say immediately. It says basically if the public official is making a decision and he can say, oh, wow, that could really help my business. It doesn't matter if it already has or it has not.
Actually, the correct language is could or would benefit.
Could or would.
Not may.
Sorry, could or would. So could benefit. He could do this. This is a one way.
But he hasn't. So you can't even bring that up because it's a could or would. He could or not. It doesn't matter.
No, I mean, if he had already done it, then it wouldn't be a could or a would.
Right, right.
But it is a could or a would because it's still possible.
So I have a question. Explain to me a parking lot. How is that going to majorly benefit him? The parking lot he already has. How is that going to benefit him?
I mean, have you been to San Antonio where you have to pay $40 just to park to go to see the art museum?
So you're doing a speculation, though, of what could happen.
Yeah.
But that's what's been documented to happen. He can now apply for a TCA grant for this that my business cannot. That's a benefit.
Patrick doesn't own that parking lot, correct? Any parking lot.
I am not sure, but he is a business.
But that's what you're
You're saying that he's going to benefit.
Sorry, the ethics
code. To my understanding.
Okay, I know. I know he's your wife's boss or whatever.
That's irrelevant.
Okay, maybe not.
And he's asking questions.
Okay, I would like to. Okay, I would like to continue and answer that question.
Okay.
The ethics code doesn't require that you own the property to benefit from it. You could be a business operating on that property, which is what Mr. McNulty is doing. And it can also be his business partner that owns it, which is also the case.
But let me ask a question. The zone is the parking lot, not the bars.
That is irrelevant, too.
Right, but you're talking about Patrick McNulty, but the parking lot is where the zone stops.
Okay. He also manages properties and LLCs that go beyond the business into the parking lot.
Okay, where in the yellow, where is it that he owns the businesses there? Show me the businesses in the yellow that you were talking about.
Okay, I'm going to show you a...
So here's the yellow.
Can you put this on? Okay. So if you look at the sandcastle tent, for example, there's some named insureds on there. Two of these are LLCs operated by Patrick McNulty. So he is a named insured on the sandcastle tent, which is within this yellow thing, and it is an art business. So, he is operating in the art businesses somehow.
It's a nonprofit.
Sandy Feet LLC is not a nonprofit.
But they only take donations.
I'm talking about the The person who applied for the sandcastle tent is Sandy Feet LLC. A nonprofit in this state usually ends with a 501c3, something that effect. This is not a nonprofit. This is a for-profit business, LLC.
Not the sandcastle.
You're saying the sandcastle is for-profit?
Yes. That's how Patrick she makes McNulty, her money. Which
for
is
Patrick
fine.
McNulty.
No, I'm saying that he is a named insured on...
Partner.
No, I'm saying he is a
name. But that's not benefiting him at all because he doesn't receive any money from it.
Wait, can you let me talk?
His partner owns 26.
Do you know that he doesn't make any money from that? Do you think the sandcastle tent there is for free?
Do you?
It's your job to investigate this. And what I am telling you right now is that if you look at the permit for the sandcastle tent, he is a named insured. Do you know what that means? If somebody falls or there's an accident, he will benefit on this yellow part of the property. And this is just one example. His trash receptacles are over here. He wouldn't even be able to own and operate Tequilas without this parking lot because you were required by the occupancy code to have a parking lot. So yes, he has management interest in this parking lot.
But how is the parking lot going to benefit him? He owns business. Everybody owns businesses, and you have a parking lot. You have to be able to.
How is it not going to benefit him?
But what does that have to do with the arts district?
Because the arts district is in the parking lot. The parking lot is in the arts district. He participated in an action to name his parking lot as an art district. He could have put it anywhere else on the island. He could have recused himself, but he decided to make his parking lot into an arts district.
You do realize that that's always been the entertainment district, right?
Yeah, but this is
it's always been the entertainment district. And when they said they were going to change the name, and it was proposed, it was arts and entertainment. The arts part is a little art.
It's a geographic
over
boundary
here, which has
no. That's incorrect. That's incorrect.
What do you mean? It's
the
incorrect.
Pink is the entertainment district. The yellow is the arts district. So it does extend into some of the blue that is not the entertainment district. It's a new designation.
It goes into the blue, which is...
Yes, which is Padre Boulevard South. So it is creating a new distinction. And an art district doesn't necessarily have to be an entertainment district. They could have put an arts district on one of these other properties that's dilapidating and empty and benefit one of those properties instead of putting it on their business. And I'm not against the Arts District, but to say that it won't benefit the businesses that are within the boundaries is
gaslighting. I just want to know how it's going to benefit. Tell me how.
Let me tell you more studies, because these...
I don't want studies. I want to know how is it going to benefit him.
Studies are evidence, sir. Like, I don't understand what you mean. Like, if you go do any kind of presentation in college and you have sources, studies and research are the evidence.
Okay.
There has been research to show that areas within an art district, their property value goes up, their sales tax goes up, they get more foot traffic, and they experience more customers to their business just by being named the Arts District. Why? Because there's these grants funded by the Texas Culture of Arts that pay to have more signage. They pay to promote your business in the Arts District. And yes, he could put a park. Where are these people going to park? They're not all going to park at 2500. There's barely any parking spots there.
Because there's parking and where the galleries are. Where all the art district is, where the galleries are, there's parking for those people.
Maybe, but what happens if...
Hold on. And if you think about it, the other parking lots can't be benefited because they're full pretty much 98% of the time.
But what if you get a grant from the TCA and build a parking garage with that money?
Or what if you get towed illegally in these parking lots?
If that would be it, if somebody that was going to the other shops where you're talking about...
But there is an art
shop. No. You're talking about our shop.
Please.
Our shop is right outside of that.
I'm asking a question, trying to make a point. Okay, the ones that go on the other side of Padre to the art shop, they're not permitted to park in the ones that are for Louis Laguna Bob's.
Okay.
There's only a few people that share in paying to be able to park there, and that's Laguna Bob's, Driftwood, Louis...
Okay, do you think that maybe if there's an arts district in this red line right here, did you know that 50% of the arts district is property owned by Alter Holland? I went to CAD put all the areas in. So why would they even make this the arts district if there's no benefit to it? Why wouldn't they just leave it on the east side of Laguna where the galleries are now? Why would they include all of this land if there was no benefit to it? Can you all answer that?
I don't... Okay. In this aspect, as far as Patrick, and that's who we're discussing right now, there is no beneficial. He does not own that parking lot.
Are we going to go back in circles? Because he does manage that park. His businesses manage it, and he is a partner. So if I need to go back to the code of ethics, it said, if you're benefiting your business partner by making their property value go up, because now they're in the new arts district, and their property value is going up, and they're getting more customers. Yes, that's a benefit that's distinguishable to all the businesses that are outside of the arts district.
Well, I recall the sign that you put in your brochure, and that sign does say that parking lot is only for patrons of Louis, Driftwood. Driftwood, and another. But hasn't that sign been there for years? More and after?
It's been changed several times, actually. The businesses listed on there can change pretty much from day to day. If they want to put art district parking here, $20, they can absolutely do that.
I saw on your website on Facebook you were complaining about that sign being there in 1982 or 3 and stating that people should be given notice that their vehicles would be towed away, yet you showed us.
Can I have the overhead?
Okay, wait, no.
Yeah, hold on. Someone show me.
Saying it's only for the.
So I'm just curious. I'm sorry. Are you representing and speaking, or is he going to be speaking?
Well, I have to.
Which
show.
Is it going to be?
I thought that it was going to be that we were allowed to both speak. I thought that was established at the beginning.
I thought it was at the beginning that he was going to speak, like he said, and then you were going to represent him.
I think that was some confusion based on some false instructions that we were given, saying that he had to make a statement because at our last ethics committee.
Right, but he said he was going to speak after you were done, but now he's up here speaking, so I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
I feel like you're being very hostile to me right now, and I don't understand why.
Well, we're just trying to figure out. He asked the same question to me when I was thinking the same
thing. Why does it matter which one of us speak?
Because it's very chaotic. No, she's up right now. When she's finished, you can. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you prefer that I only speak, that's fine. I would prefer I only speak too, honestly.
But I don't know about these guys, but if he wants to speak, then you would step back, let him take the mic, let him speak, and when he's done, then you can step back or what? You see what I'm saying? It's just very chaotic with two people.
You know, I would just.
I think we're getting bogged down here, and can we just get you to get to your bottom line?
My bottom line is that.
Summarize. It's okay. Okay. Take a deep breath. It's all good.
As a resident of South Padre Island, Mr. McCauley does not want to see his public officials make decisions that will benefit their businesses and the businesses of their partners, and then be gaslighted and told that, creating an arts district is not going to benefit their business. That's not, you know, I think I'm being gaslighted here. Right here on the conflict of interest, it says she or he knows is likely to affect the economic interest. I think if we really just think about it, yeah, an arts district is going to benefit the businesses in the art district. That's why we make these districts. And tourism, yeah, you can say that tourism benefits all the businesses, but in order to meet the exception, it has to be all the benefits have to be distinguishable from the benefits of the general public, not just one. You can't just say, it helps tourism, so it helps everybody. Tourism is not the only benefit. The other benefits include the opportunity for the Texas Commission on Arts grants, which you can only get if you're in the district. Another benefit is a rise in property values, which has been documented. Another one is the rise in the collection of sales tax, indicating that businesses that are in these districts get more customers because of they're located in the district. There have been several studies showing this. I've included them in the packet.
Let me ask you this. I wasn't at the original council meeting when this was approved, okay? But I know that there are more members of council than just these two folks that we're talking about right now. So do you recall, or does anybody recall, what the vote was for establishing the art district at the time that it was created? How many people were on the council and how many people voted for it? Was it a unanimous decision?
I believe it was.
And additionally, in the response from Joe Rico, he said it wasn't his project. He said that he had nothing to do with initiating the project, but if you watch the video from when it was approved, Patrick McNutty says, Joe, this is one of your projects, or something to that effect.
Okay, so your bottom line is that because there was a potential for financial benefit, that they should have recused themselves from this vote.
Yes, that's a very good way of putting it, very concisely, yes.
Right, and let me ask you this. Would the vote have passed anyway, one way or the other? I mean, I know it's irrelevant in one way, but it's not irrelevant in another.
I don't know if it would, because when I watch the city council meetings, it appears that.
After I filed the complaint, that's when they started.
I can't speculate that. I don't know.
All right. I just thought.
But, well, we can't speculate on his gaining either.
But yes, you can.
Because he hadn't gained anything. So you're speculating on something.
Wait, sir, no, because if he had already gained it, there wouldn't be an, it would already be, the law doesn't say if they have gained an economic benefit, it says that they could or would. That means they haven't gained it yet. If they had already gained it, the words could and would okay. wouldn't be in
I
there.
I got you. All right. So that's your bottom line. What we just said, your position is that they should have recused themselves from the vote because they had a potential for a financial gain, although yes. none has been demonstrated. And we don't even know. I mean, we can't speak to what their
I just want the opportunity to give a couple of more statements on how, yes, it could benefit. Projector, please, for the video. These are actual studies on several districts in Texas on how the businesses within the district have benefited financially from the designation. There is another statement that says, and honestly, when Joanne Evans said that now she can apply for grants because she's in the district, that should have been a red flag for our city council members to be like, oh, wait, maybe my businesses shouldn't be in the district because that is a potential benefit. I could benefit like in that same way.
She also said not just for signage to be able to say this, but to able to apply for
So there's significant funding available for the businesses within the yellow line that's not available to businesses outside of the yellow line, or the red line, I should say. I think this is indisputable. I think that any suggestion that there's not a benefit is just not factual and not true.
Have you any evidence to show that anyone has directly benefited?
In the last week or last 2 months has it benefited? I don't know because it's brand new. It's a brand new baby. You can't really say that people have benefited.
How long has this resolution been in place?
Since January, no, I believe.
May 9, 2023, it was.
Okay. Just go
sit October 17th, 2024, the PNZ meeting.
Okay.
Planning and zoning meeting.
Do you have any evidence that there's been any benefit before, after, as opposed to before?
You mean in the 2 months since it was enacted?
Well, if you're going to say it's going to benefit somebody, show me that it has, as opposed
to I'm showing you. Okay.
Resolution was passed.
He's saying because it could.
Whole point of this ethics complaint or this ethics rule is to say that it could benefit the public official. If it could benefit the public official, they should recuse themselves and not make the discussion. This could benefit. Whether it has benefited anybody is not, it does not say that in the rule. It says whether it could benefit anybody.
Okay, I think that you have presented your case, and quite frankly, we got here, we said we were gonna be together for an hour. And we've already burned up a little bit more than that. So is there anything else that you'd like to put in addition to? I'm assuming that everything that you've applied here for the mayor is also the same things that you're going to present about Joe Rico. Is that correct?
I would just like to include a couple of other quotes from other business owners in other cities that have more established arts districts.
I don't think that's really relevant.
That's not relevant.
It's showing how it benefits.
You've already demonstrated that. You've shown us four different cities where there were grants applied for and that sort of thing. So, you know, I don't want you to feel like you're getting cut off. But on the other hand, you know, we can beat it to death, too. So is there anything in particular than what you've already presented?
I would just like to conclude that this is a setting precedent for South Padre Island and how we want our public officials to act. So in the future, it might not be your guy, you know, it might be another guy doing the same thing. Might be the Lobo Del Mar guy doing something for his parking lot to improve his parking lot. You know, it might be whoever. So are you going to be okay with it then or not? You need to think about that because this decision today will set the precedent for South Padre Island and whether we're going to allow our public officials to make decisions that could benefit their business.
Okay, I would like to make one thing perfectly clear. I'm not anybody's guy. Okay,
I am not just speaking so to you. I just know.
Well, you're addressing the board, and so
Well, some of the board
we
members
want to be,
are,
we want to be able
some
to
of the board members have close connections with Patrick McNulty.
This is a small town.
I know, but I don't know any of y'all.
We got 2,000 people. We get 2 million visitors a year. So
how do you get EDC grants for 5,000
people? So maybe if I need to, I will have to appeal it to the district court, as is noted in the ethics code, because I don't want small town bias. I want people that are going to be honest and real about this, and I don't feel like I'm getting that.
Counsel, you're of course, you're entitled under the law to appeal it, and that's fine. I mean, any remedy allowed per law, you're welcome to exercise, but for the board to make a decision, you're trying to just understand better. I've not noted any hostility. My wife doesn't allow me to go out after dark.
Well, I disagree because when Mr. McCauley first entered his ethics complaint, you sent kind of a letter that seemed kind of like threatening.
That
these are frivolous, but it's not frivolous. I think I've presented a lot of evidence here that shows that businesses that are within these art districts benefit economically and substantially. And if you're going to be voting to put some of your businesses in this art district, that you should recuse yourself at the very least. That's all that our ethics code requires, and I think that wasn't done.
Your point is noted, and you've made it. So
thank you.
So let's move forward, shall we?
Yes, let's move forward.
Would you like to call a witness?
Patrick McNulty voted on the art district, and he is benefiting.
Yo, I'm sorry, if you're going to be called as a witness,
hello.
I'd just like to swear you in. And
yeah, I'd like to speak after my attorney. Yes, my name is Stephen McCauley. So this actually happened October 17, 2024, in the PNZ meeting. And so what he basically wanted was to converge the planning and zoning into his own subcommittee. Like the subcommittee. So this has happened before. I know with our food truck, there was a food truck task force. Y'all have had subcommittees that have made illegal actions, and maybe the repercussion is like going to the Supreme Court, like Survive versus South Padre Island.
Well,
now,
Mr. McCauley,
hold on. I'm not done yet. Hold on.
And hasn't that been decided?
And so, the first judge considered it hometowning. And so what hometowning...
established by the Texas Supreme Court,
right?
And
but
you did not prevail.
But the Texas Supreme Court also stated if there was retaliation, and what is noted is during this ethic complaint, mind you, there's a filing time, February, and there's actually an action time when the meeting starts. In between that, there was a lot of retaliation for the food trucks. Y'all lessen the food trucks, and that is a big deal because this is a zoning ordinance. Now, with the zoning ordinance, we weren't zoned right because of a permit. Now, this is an issue because if we have towing illegally towed like I did and I provided twice by Joe Rico, if I have a business outside of this that Joe Rico and Patrick McNulty, both are directors with Alter Holland in multiple businesses, mind you, in the planning and zoning meeting, it was setbacks. What are setbacks? Parking. There is no parking outside of Tequila and Louis. And mind you, the chief, fire chief, has a building in there. There was also $20 million awarded for Laguna Madre to come in and make sewage. There wasn't 5 years without a toilet at Driftwood Landing. Now, how is that economically helping my business or other businesses?
Well, hasn't that already been determined by the Texas Supreme Court and you did not prevail?
He's not.
This was brought
up
to
your
y'all.
Brought up the Supreme Court.
This was brought up to
Mr. Best, this
and
is irrelevant.
You brought up the food truck issue and hasn't that already been adjudicated by the Texas Supreme Court against you in an opinion that was not favorable?
Basically,
just stick to the topic.
Yes, thank you.
Right. Retaliation.
Yeah, let's just stay on topic, please.
So this.
But what I think he's trying to say is that the first step to creating a new zone is to name it, right? You name it, and then you get the benefits later. That's how these districts work. For example, the Austin Arts District, City Council made it. Several years passed by, and they awarded, I think, I don't know how many millions of dollars.
But Austin and
South Padre Island are completely different. I mean,
not really. I mean, like, they still have an arts district, and and cities usually put money into these districts. That's how it works. That's why we create these districts, is to benefit the businesses.
I caught your gist of the argument within the first 10 minutes, and I'm just... The council, I mean, the board members are just trying to...
I just don't understand how you can say that they won't benefit. I don't understand how you're saying the businesses...
We haven't actually said anything one way or the other yet. Okay. We've heard what you had to say. I'd like to have some time to discuss it. I'd like to have some time to look into this and see, you know, what the mayor and the city councilman involved might have to say about it. I mean, you know, we're getting one side of your complaint, and that's fair. But we'd like to, I personally would like to get a response from them to see, you know, what they have to say about it, and then try to make a fair decision. But I don't want to do it, you know, like in the next 3 minutes, and we're actually way over time. So
okay. Well, for the record, they were invited to be here too, and they did have the right to speak their side of the case too.
Okay.
Being recorded, I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry, ma'am.
It's okay. So are you guys saying that the arts district is not going to benefit the businesses?
I'm not saying anything one way or the other. What I'm saying is I would like to have time now to discuss your presentation with the board and with the city attorney. And I'm not going to give you an instant what I'm thinking right now this second, because we need a little time to work at it. Okay,
but that's why we have this meeting, so you all can discuss it publicly.
We have the right to go into an executive session, and that's what I'm going to move that we do.
Okay, that would just be to discuss legal issues, right? Not personal opinions and stuff like that, because the reason we have these open meetings is so that we can see the discussions that take place.
We have a motion.
Yeah. And I second it.
What was the motion?
To move to executive session.
And that would be to, of course, seek legal advice and on legal matters raised that are related only to the agenda items and the code of ethics.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Do we have a vote?
Aye.
Aye. It will be an executive session for a few minutes.
Okay.
All right. We've discussed this, counsel. You've done a very good
job. And we only discuss legal advice, legal questions. We're on agenda 4-4 to decide, make a decision on Mr. McCauley's complaint against the mayor. Then we have 4-5, same thing against Mr. Rico, and then 4-6 is the matter about show cause for frivolous. So let's start with 4.4. What was the motion?
I make a motion that we table it and allow the members to review the written materials, which are very voluminous, and then reconvene at a later date after having done so to make a decision.
May I make a suggestion that you've heard testimony that, and I think the purpose of the table is because a number of board members haven't been able to finish reviewing everything that was submitted. So I would suggest that the motion to table include a condition that no further written materials be presented, that no further testimony be given on behalf of the complainant, and 3, in all fairness, if the respondents want to appear and make a statement, that they be allowed to do that. Would that?
Agreed.
Okay.
Can you add something in there too? Can you make sure that they're not discussing it amongst each other outside of the meeting or with other members of the city?
Yeah, they know that, but I'll do that, or I'll advise the board not to discuss it amongst themselves unless. So the motion is to table on the condition of no further written materials will be accepted, no further testimony or witnesses or statements will be made on behalf of the complainant, and 3, if the respondents choose, they could appear and make a statement. And that would be under number, the same motion, first start at 4.3 and then go to 4.4, then 4.5. So there's been a motion and a second.
I'd like to make a note.
Motion as explained by counsel, Mr. Sienowitz. Do I hear a second?
Yes.
Well, Jaron
already seconded.
Vote? Aye.
Aye.
Same, then we go to 4-5. It's the decision, action to make a decision regarding the complaint against Mr. Rico. Is the same motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make it.
Second.
Who did the second?
All in favor?
Who made the second? Thank you. And the vote?
All in favor?
Aye. Everybody? Okay. And the last number is a possible show cause on if it's a frivolous matter, and I would also suggest that be tabled.
Yes. I'll make a motion. I second it.
I would only suggest that the board members get with the city secretary on dates that they may not be available. We'd like to do this as soon as practicable. Is there any times, Ms. Lerman, that you're not available?
You can just run it by me beforehand so I don't make sure I don't have court in Cameron or Willis that day.
Okay, but right now, if you're not going to be out of town at any certain times or anything?
Oh, no, I'll be here.
Okay. Okay, so I would suggest the city secretary get with you all, and if you're figure out a date relatively soon. I expect to be in trial the weeks of the 9th and 16th in district court of June. So if the meeting's at the same time, there's a chance I may not be available unless those matters are settled. But that's just on my own personal schedule. Okay. Anything else, Mr. Chairman? If not, you could adjourn the meeting.
I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Thank you.